Hey, welcome back. It's Linda Ferguson from NLP Canada Training. I'm thinking this month about, you know, a lot of things that scare us. It's Halloween as I am recording this, but Halloween is not the scariest thing in our lives right now. And I'm also thinking a lot about the questions people have about how do you move from the kinds of exercises you do in an NLP class to using NLP as part of your life and thinking. So I'm going to share some of the ways NLP colors my response to this time of year. And the first thing I notice with my NLP glasses on is that Halloween is about playing with our fears. And in fact, some of the exercises we do in NLP classes are exactly that. They are about taking something that feels bad or stuck or scary and playing in its proximity and noticing that play, that active making of something joyful, and doing that playing next to, adjacent to something scary, makes us more able to deal with fear. Makes it a little bit less scary, makes it seem like there are better choices available to us. So Halloween is all about taking scary things, not denying that they're scary, but bringing an air of playfulness, a mindful mindset of just being able to be active and joyful and connected in the presence of fear. And I think that's a huge learning. Second thing that I think Halloween kind of puts on the table for us is the power of metaphors in our everyday life. And people, they get so spooked by that word metaphor. It makes them feel like they're back in grade 9 English and probably not doing that well. But metaphor just means that one of the ways we play with our fears is we give them names, we dress them up. We make them into something that we can manage, and then we go back and look at them again. So Halloween is primarily about our fear of death. Yes, right? All of the witches, the zombies, the vampires. You can see that there's a trend there. There's something to do with death. But death might not be the thing, it might be the metaphor. So here's what I'd like you to think about. I would like you to think that zombies and vampires and the rest of the undead might be a way that we play with the idea that some of the choices we've made in the past come back in the present to haunt us, to change the way we feel, the way we react, the things we perceive, the things we expect in ways that aren't helpful. And a lot of our work in NLP is about taking things that happened in the past and trying to make them stay in the past, where they're over, where they do not have to change the way we feel, the way we look at things, the way we make decisions about what is possible. Now, the other thing we're afraid of is that good things really do die. They really do stay in the past. And that a ghost is just kind of the sign that we had something good and we lost it. And the best defense against that in a world where, in fact, things do change and loss is possible, is to get really good at being mindful of the experiences and memories we carry, and that when we sit with those, They are indeed part of us. They have grown into us and with us. And so experience that is positive, that is meaningful, can't really be lost because it has become part of who we are and how we think. And so we can see Halloween as a playing out and a playing with these two central fears, that choices from the past don't stay dead, that they continue to have an impact on us even when we don't want them to, and that choices and people and resources, experiences from our past are over and done with, and we can never have them again. And so looking at that, Halloween now seems not less playful, but maybe it seems like a way to understand how important play is. And the last thing about Halloween is it's really hard to do Halloween all on your own. It is really hard to be scared in a way that is fun if you are alone. And so Halloween is about bands of children roaming the streets after dark. It's about a gathering at a door, and strangers suddenly become people who give you good things and who are glad to see you. And that's really something that we want to take with us. And now I know this year there's going to be a lot of people who don't get to trick or treat. There aren't going to be those kids at the door. There aren't going to be those costume parties. But that doesn't mean that we don't have a chance to think about being scared together. It doesn't mean we don't have a chance to say we need new ways to let our fears surface in a playful way, so that we can practice being together, being resourceful, being creative, being innovative in the presence of fears, not because the fears are not real, but because the fears that we're playing with are a version of something that is real and central to our existence, and we really need to be our best selves to move in it and through it. So that's how I use NLP to help me look at something like Halloween in 2020, days before the American election, and understand what's going on, both on the surface and underneath, in a way that makes me feel more equipped to deal with what's happening. I hope it's helped you a little bit too, and that I'll see you again soon for a new episode. I'm Linda Ferguson, NLP Canada Training.